This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind,
Friday edition. Seems like a weird week. Seems like a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So, next week is going to be weirder, though.
Oh, New Year's,
New Year's in midweek.
Yeah, when you put them right in the middle there. I'm getting ready for the Talk Radio Town Hall with our man, Senator Kevin Cramer. Numbers to call 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or 855-200-1776, extension 1. That's the Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline. Find out more about Oasis at oasispetroleum.com. Also brought to you in part by our friends at Piper's. Piper's upcoming January 2020 land auctions include a lot. 1,800 acres of highly productive crop and pasture land in Ward County. It's near Berthold and Plaza. 960 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Divide County, North Dakota, near Genora. And 350 acres of remarkable cropland in Clay County, Minnesota. And a farmstead near Hitterdahl as well. View all that and more at the website, Pifers Farm Equipment Auctions, as well at pifers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Leon, my man, in for Scotty on What's On Your Mind.
What's going on, man?
We are here.
What's on your mind? We're waiting for Senator Cramer. Radio Town Hall today. So if you have a question, if you have a question for our Kevin, I have a couple. I
I bet you do.
Yeah, I don't bloviate like I used to. I can sit back and listen. And I want to listen to you. If you have a question for Kevin Cramer, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Or as always, you can email us, studio@flagfamily.com. And I am going to welcome my friend, hope I can call him my friend, and yours, Senator Kevin Cramer. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and good job going in today. It's fun to listen to you. I'm driving up to the office this morning, and you did a great job, or doing a great job, so I'm looking forward to chatting with you. And as you know, and Scotty has to learn this lesson just about every week, you and I don't get to determine what the show's about.
Right.
The first caller will set the tone. But anyway, it's great to be with you, and it's nice to have this Christmas in the middle of the week because it provides an opportunity for everyone to slow down for a week. And I have to admit, while I don't know that it's a lot slower, but I've covered a lot more miles this week than I normally would in the middle of winter in North Dakota.
How was your Christmas? How was Santa? Is Santa good to the kids and grandkids?
Well, Santa and Grandma are really good to the grandkids. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's been great. It's been a great holiday week and a great Christmas. We do the 600-mile triangle, like I like to call it, from Bismarck to Candu to Kindred, and spend some time in Devil's Lake with my mom's siblings and lots of cousins. In fact, there were 60 of us from that part of the family that gathers every year together. So having Christmas in the middle of the week has been fun because, you kind of get to add 2 weekends to that. And in the middle of it, I've kept my entire radio schedule for the week, which, as you know, this is the last show of the week for me that's on the regular schedule, but it's, of course, the big one, and so I always like that. And I think it's kind of special to be able to call in and have a conversation when probably a lot of other people are, you know, doing something different and maybe get some different listeners than you normally would have in a normal busy work week. So anyway, it's all good. You guys have a good Christmas?
Oh, I had a phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old that keeps me on my toes. So.
and that's if Christmas is Christmas is lots of things, but for a 2-year-old, it's the greatest day ever.
He had the most presents of anyone. I mean, everyone else's presents combined couldn't even compare to the amount of presents that that kid got.
Well, as it says, right? There you go.
Oh, yeah. And at that age, it's really the opening the present. It's the big deal. It's not even so much the thing that's inside it. It's just the fun of opening it, and they're pretty easy to please. And it's when they become teenagers at the cost of,
gift card. Give them a gift card.
Kevin, one of the things, first of all, congratulations on this gold insulin vial that you were awarded.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, the JDRF gave you this on your work to lower the cost of insulin. I see, in fact, I was just on Facebook during the break here at the top of the hour, and a friend of mine who deals with insulin issues all the time, because not only herself, her husband and her daughter had juvenile onset, so they're dealing with it all the time.
Yeah.
It is a big deal and a big problem. Are we any closer to getting this pricing under control? It just seems crazy.
So, yeah, you know, it's a really great point, because, and your friends or your little illustration right there is multiplied many times, and maybe just to give a little perspective on it, and the reason insulin, of all of the things, we hear all the healthcare issues, and there are many, many of them, but the reason insulin has sort of taken front stage in the last couple of years is because it represents the greatest, probably the most obvious spike in medicine costs, if you will, and pharmaceutical costs of anything. Now, we can duplicate it with many other medicines, but insulin's different because insulin, of course, is a invention of 100 years now. We've had insulin for 100 years in this country.
Right.
And yet, suddenly, in the last few years, in fact, I want to say it's gone up, several 100% just in the last 10 years. From like $40 to $300 or $400 for the same dosage, and so there's that stark sort of imagery, if you will, of the hockey stick price increase. The other thing is we all know somebody, we're closely related or we have a relationship, know people, neighbors, church members, whatever the case might be. We know people in our community that have this, especially as juveniles and type 1 diabetes, and we know how important it is. We also know that insulin is life-saving. I mean, with it you live, without it you don't. In fact, with it you can live, as close to normal as possible, and without it you can't live at all. And in fact, we have all probably heard the horror stories of people who have tried to ration their insulin themselves.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's just really a bad news. Please don't do it if you're in that situation. But when you hear these stories, you realize just what a major burden this is to people, and that they're forced with these big choices. So all of that has led up to this, it's led up to this understanding by the general public of just what a big issue this is. And what's happened, you guys, is as I sort of just think through this now and what got us to where we are now, what's happened is that a lot of times the pharmaceutical companies, they've found ways, even within our laws and regulations, to, sort of beat the system, if you will. Particularly as it relates to generics. So we hear a lot, and we all know a lot of us have had a lot of good experience with generics and how generic medicines have provided first of all, competition in the marketplace, right? And we all know that competition in the marketplace can make a really big difference
good
in
deal.
Price, right? And so, and insulins have provided that opportunity. But with insulin, a lot of times the companies have found a way to sort of beat the system by coming up with something different. Oh, and by the way.
Oh, yeah, insulin, they manipulate the patents. It just goes on and on.
You nailed it. And so what happens, though, insulin is not a pharmaceutical, a traditional drug. It's what's called a biologic. And so a biologic is not, it has to do with how it's made and the chemistry and, the use of,
the process.
Precisely. And so a year ago, actually I think it was December of 2018, the Trump administration created a different path for insulin, a different path to, what's called, in this case, a biosimilar.
What?
So, yeah, traditional drugs, you call it generics. It's called a biosimilar in the biologic category. And so the Trump administration created this, this different system. And what we did with what's called the Affordable Insulin Approvals Now Act, which is a bill that Dick Durbin, interestingly, me and two Democrats, Dick Durbin, of course, who's the Democratic whip, and Tina Smith, the Democrat from Minnesota, and I introduced a bill called the Affordable Insulin Approvals Now Act, which would codify that process, that drug pathway to the biologics pathway. But here's the interesting thing about that. That actually ends on March 23rd of 2020. So it's a good positive step, but it's created an unintended consequence that forces drugs that are currently in the approval process to start that lengthy and expensive approval process all over again through this new pathway if they are created by December, March. So in addition to that, we've introduced another bill, and we'll talk more about it when we come back, huh?
Look, there you go. He
knows what he's doing.
So we'll be right back after this break. Call in Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. I want to ask him a little bit about the SAVE Act. So when we come back, maybe we can talk about that. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. We'll be right back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at V-Mobile, locations all over the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, into Iowa, your official and main Verizon dealer at B-Mobile. And what you do is get connected hands-free technology. They've got great specials on all the devices. Be you an Android person or an Apple person? And, of course, on the Verizon network. And you can ask them about the Asurion insurance, which is fantastic. Just had to use that because I'm a B-Mobile customer.
Right, right.
And we love Verizon. And I was with, I'm just going to say, a different carrier for a long time. Had a lot of frustrations.
Yeah.
Got on the Verizon network. No more frustrations. Find out more at B-Mobile, BEMobile.com.
I was going to say, you can regrow out that fro now.
Yeah, right? I can.
there you go.
People wouldn't like that.
What's on your mind? And we are back. Call in numbers 1-800-228-0550. Even though a ton of you guys have already utilized that number, I'm looking at the board over here. I don't think I'm going to get to my question, man. Email us at studio@flagfamily.com. And
I
knew that.
We did get a couple of them in. One from emailer Larry says, Leon Francis and Steve Dace, it doesn't get any better than this. Nice. Have a happy new year, Leon.
Nice.
And we did get another one. This is interesting. And, Kevin, I'll have you maybe respond to this. This is from emailer Roger. Moscow Mitch has more than 300 bills passed by the House sitting on his desk. Is there not one worthy of consideration? Says, you people are really spewing the propaganda today. Leon, stop spewing the propaganda.
I thought it was cocaine,
yeah.
Mitch, but anyway.
He said, you know what, Kevin, I keep hearing this, that Mitch McConnell has all these bills on his desk that he's not doing anything with. Is it just that they're all useless, or what's the
pretty much
there?
For the most part, a lot of them are. Now, I might also add, much like, by the way, we were just talking about before the break, the two big insulin, there really three big insulin bills that we introduced, that and some of them that passed, or at least versions of them passed the House, became part of the bill that we passed last week that included a whole bunch of policies as well as funding the government. So a lot of the more important things that had strong bipartisan support have been passed, and they don't get passed in the form that they came across from the House in, but they get passed as part of a bigger package. But there is an awful lot of junk over in the House that they'll pass, remembering that the House has the simple majority rule. The majority can pass anything that they want and send over. And by the way, they do. And, just because the House of Representatives passed it doesn't mean that it's worthy of Senate consideration. The other thing
that's
to remember
absolutely,
is
that, yeah. You don't want to just pass something just to say, hey, you know.
Yeah,
we just
get it off your plate anyway.
Remember that the founders created the Senate specifically for this purpose, because the Senate is designed to be much more deliberative than the House. And the founders, pretty smart dudes, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they've succeeded at making it difficult to do big things. And I think it's something that we as Republicans at least need to remember that they created it on purpose. The other thing to remember is that the Senate, as the most deliberative body in the world, is also a body that protects the rights of the small states like North Dakota, where we have
right.
equal power. And so while we only have one House member out of 435, we still have the two senators, just like California, New York, and everyone else. And so things naturally slow down in the Senate. The other thing to remember is the Senate, and this I lay this right at the feet of Chuck Schumer and the Democratic minority in the Senate. The Senate has the 60-vote rule. And so when it came, and so you have to play nice in the sandbox if you're going to get a lot of things done. And the Senate Democrats for 2 years stonewalled all of Donald Trump's appointments to cabinet positions, sub-cabinet positions, judicial appointments, required the 60-vote margin, required 30 hours of debate post-cloture. All of that stuff ties up the floor. So where the House can be doing a whole bunch of things at the same time and have multiple votes on different issues in the same day, the Senate has to do it one at a time with this 30 hours of debate rule and cloture that requires 60 votes. And so realizing that the Senate confirms several hundred presidential nominees, and the Democrats weren't allowing a lot of that. They were stonewalling everything that they could stonewall. We finally changed the rules earlier this year, which is exactly why Donald Trump now has 50 nominated and confirmed appellate court judges and about 120 district judges. But we've had to change the rules just to get the machine moving again to confirm those members of the executive calendar, because it used to be, up until this year, that there was much more cooperation between the minority and the majority, particularly between the minority and the president's right to nominate and then have confirmed their nominees. And so they've really clogged up the calendar.
It's called TDS.
Obstruction.
We have Brad with a question for you.
Brad's in Hazen. Right. Brad, what's on your mind?
Today I heard something that they were going to continue the tax credit for subsidizing wind. I thought that was set to expire in, like, 2022. If that's true, why do we continue to subsidize wind?
Well, a couple of things, Brad. First of all, thanks. You're right, and just to help people better understand the details of it. About 4 years ago, the wind industry came to the Congress when their production tax credit was to expire. And they had had quite a long run, as you know, 1 year extensions and then ultimately a 5 year extension. But they came to the Congress about 4 years ago and said, we will agree to a phase out. So for the last 4 years leading up to next year, there's been a phase out. In other words, that credit has been reduced a few points every year until next year was going to expire completely. And that was the agreement. We promise we'll never ask again, you know, that whole thing. Well, don't you know, of course, when they got Democratic control of the House, they came back and said, just kidding, cross my fingers, didn't mean it, and they wanted a one-year extension. Not only a one-year extension, but then to add some of the points that they had given up. And so they got a one-year extension amendment. They got the bill in the House, of course, but the House insisted on putting that one-year amendment onto last week's spending bill. And so last week's spending bill, in through the art of compromise, of course, some things that we wanted, we got. Some things we didn't want, we got. Some things that we didn't, you know, some things we didn't want, we got. Some things we wanted, we didn't get. And that's how the package, you know, gets put together to cobble together a strong bipartisan outcome. To me, the production tax credit, the 1 year extension of the production tax credit, is the most offensive part of last week's bill. And some people might just think it's the spending itself. Well, the spending itself was still $100 billion less than 10 years ago. So we've actually, in the discretionary side of the budget, we've actually made a lot of progress over the last decade. But that particular tax policy, and included with that were some other things that, you know, that, again, that we might like or that we might want. But it was a one-year addition I think that's what takes it to 2022, if I'm not mistaken, is that one extra year. But on its own, it probably could never pass. In fact, I'm quite certain it couldn't pass. But that's there you go with the, you know, the rules again and the art of compromise.
Yeah, I guess I was guessing that's probably the way it went through, was put in with something else. But, you know, this just continues to hurt our coal industry.
You're right. I want to talk about it when we get back and break, too, because there's some other things that we're working on that are really important in this area.
And we will discuss those issues right after this break. What's on your mind?
Dial them up, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're back with Congressman. I got to get used to saying Senator Kevin Cramer.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Casey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's impeachment battle with the Democrats, especially House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continues. On Twitter yesterday, he was asking why Pelosi should be allowed to impeach him. He said she's demanding everything in the Senate that the Republicans were not allowed to have in the House. Meanwhile, 2 days after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized Senate Chief Mitch McConnell for saying he's working with the White House on the president's defense at a Senate trial, Republican Senator John Kennedy responds to Murkowski.
The senator's entitled to her opinion, and Senator McConnell was entitled to his. So far, as best I can tell, as to the rules of impeachment, there are very few rules. And I dare say that just about every senator will approach this differently.
The Coast Guard still searching for a missing tour helicopter off the coast of Hawaii that had seven people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ and the crew, hard at it. Sometimes he has a chance to call in and talk with us, but most of the time he's under the hood. He's getting it done at Dak Diesel. Now, whatever your diesel needs are, truck or tractor, if it's out of commission and you're in the Bismarck Mandan area, Dak Diesel is your A team. It's just as simple as that. Their shop is amazing. They worked on every kind of diesel vehicle, tractor, truck, whatever. He brings 20 years of experience to the job every day. He's always learning. He has the best equipment, and if you visit the shop in Bismarck, they be it an additive, be it all the stuff that keeps you running. Dak Diesel keeps you running. Call them today. Any questions? 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs on your diesel vehicle, tractor, whatever the case may be. Dak Diesel, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind.
And speaking of What's On Your Mind, I think we're going to jump right back into the phones so we have a shot at getting through these.
Yeah.
Let's try to keep our questions pithy.
Yeah.
So we can get everyone in. So
I'm going to go out to Ed and
Dickinson.
Ed and Dickinson says Virginia. Yeah. Ed, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Yes, I have a question about the 2A sanctuary in Virginia. Are we looking at doing that here for us?
Okay, I'm not sure I understood that exactly.
Second Amendment sanctuary cities.
Oh, yeah, interesting. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Virginia sanctuary side of it. I guess I recall some news stories about it, but, you know.
Well, Governor Kevin, I'll tell you, this is the short story, is Governor Northam is talking about literally invoking the National Guard in Virginia to go on weapon confiscation. And the sheriffs are saying, no. The sheriffs are saying, we're going to have some Second Amendment, you know, sanctuary cities where that will not be taking place. So it looks like this battle is coming to a head in Virginia between the governor and what he wants. And local law enforcement.
We can have a whole show on that. But
here's what's ironic about that whole notion of that crazy theory. Neither the local communities nor the governor should have much to say about it, because while our Constitution reserves nearly everything for states, it does guarantee the constitutional right to bear arms to everybody. It's not a local issue. It's not a state issue. It is a federal guarantee in the Constitution of the United States. And so,
right.
While I'm a big states' rights advocate and local rights advocate, I got news for the governor. that our founding fathers knew that people like you were going to come along, and that's why they guaranteed this right in our Constitution.
Right answer.
Yep. Yep. We knew right things answer. Like that would pop up. That's exactly right.
Well, that's why this, by the way, this impeachment process, same thing. That's why the founders created impeachment the way they created it, because they knew somebody like Nancy Pelosi would be Speaker of the House someday and abuse it. And so she can try to manipulate the Senate all she wants. She has no authority over the Senate.
Exactly. Right. And thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
To Craig and Moorhead now. Craig, what's on your mind?
Craig, good morning.
Yes. Senator, I can't ask my senators because they never come to the radio like you do. Thank you for doing that. And I just wonder, what you just touched upon, I watched the whole impeachment, everything about it, the down in the basement shift show and all that crud, and they rushed it through. Are you in the Senate absolutely aware that constitutionalists like Mark Levin and Alan Dershowitz and others, this is way bigger than any phone call. This is constitutional. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi's striving for power that she was not given. It's so serious. It's way more serious than any phone call. I hope you guys understand that. Thank you. I'll listen on Oscar.
I appreciate that, and that's a great insight. And yes, we do understand. And by the way, this is where I have to give Mitch McConnell all the credit in the world. He understands that. Not only does he understand that the Senate's the Senate and the House is not, that the separation of powers, not only between the three co-equal branches, but between the House and the Senate, were not an accident. They created two very distinct bicameral legislative chambers on purpose. And so we know what she's up to, but we also, like I said earlier, the founders knew that there would one day be a Speaker of the House or a House majority that would abuse its power through impeachment, by having a strictly partisan impeachment, which is why the Senate has the trial responsibilities. And so, yeah, we understand very well. And again, this is where Mitch McConnell, who is, as I described him once in a national news story, has ice in his veins, why he's so unflappable and why he's the leader, because he's not going to let Nancy Pelosi dictate to the United States Senate. But by the way, my personal belief of why she's doing what she's doing isn't because she's trying to grab power. It's because she has no case, and she's desperate. Yeah. And she didn't ever really want this impeachment, as you probably know. But she got bullied into it by the squad leadership, and yep, that's unfortunately what her party has become. And with very few exceptions anymore in elected office, there are very few courageous Democrats standing up to that. You know, they talk about Republicans being united. My gosh, these Democrats have come together. You know, they're now debating about which form of socialism is the best.
Yeah. So, how's that working out in California? I mean,
you can't make it up.
You can't So yes, I appreciate his point, because I do clearly understand it.
Frank, out there on the road, what's on your mind? What question do you have for Senator Cramer?
Well, thanks for your service, Senator.
Thank you, Frank.
Unemployment rates are really low. Now, they were talking 1934, we're going to run out of Social Security. I'm 62 years old, and I haven't signed up. I'd like to work 66 and a half or 70 even.
Sure.
Anyway.
I want you to, too. Yeah.
I do, too. I want my health to stay and everything to be happy, but... when all the people are working now, less unemployment, and you tax from $1 up to 10,000, 15,000, should Social Security be building up now again?
Yeah, so you raise a really great point. One would think, and by the way, you raise a great point, because, by the way, one of the reasons, you guys, that we are not hearing as much of a concern about whether Social Security, Medicare, the debt and the deficit, is because of what you're talking about, is because there is this strong economy. People are working, low unemployment rate. People don't feel at a personal level, you know, they don't see the cliff that's in front of them. So to your point, shouldn't it be building up? It could be and should be, except for this. There's still the bubbles. At first, the baby boomers are still the biggest part of the population. It's taking more, they're taking more out than is going in. And as a result, it's still, I think, around 1934 is the projected insolvency date.
Aren't there a lot of people working longer? So it's kind of making them that not come to tuition about baby boomers drawing, because we want to work till 70 if we can.
Well, so not everybody does, Frank. And secondly, it should, you're correct, but this is why I think we have to have the courage, and I'm one of maybe a handful that dares talk about this topic publicly. Even during the campaign I did. And you're forbidden from talking about fixing Social Security, you know, because it's the death knell, and they use it as a bludgeon against you if you do. But I say we have to talk about it. So some of the things you've just mentioned as just a matter of nature, I think we could get in and talk about whether we raise that $115,000 or $130,000
right.
number a little bit, whether we add a month every year for a few years to the retirement age, the mandatory retirement age. Those kinds of things can make a huge difference. The problem is, had we done what you're talking about right now 10 years ago or 15 years ago, while protecting people currently on Social Security and people that were maybe 10 or 15 years away from it, it would have been very minor fixes with big results at the end. But every day that we wait to fix it, it becomes more costly and more dramatic to fix in the long run. So while I mentioned earlier that in the big financial package, the big spending package we just passed last week, it's still $100 billion less than it was 10 years ago. That's the discretionary side of the budget. The problem is the discretionary side of the budget is becoming less and less of the overall budget, and the mandatory side, which includes Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, even some of the other safety net programs that are mandatory, if not entitlement, that's a much bigger part of the federal budget, like over 30% now, or less than 30% now is discretionary. And so these things on autopilot are over 70%, and unless Congress gets the political will to deal with it. But you raise the perfect point. And by the way, you're the perfect person to raise it, because you're one of those people nearing that time when you want to continue working. Hopefully you'll be healthy and productive. And we need to have this discussion. So thanks for raising it.
I have some classmates that are my age, and about 7-8 years ago, they had to buy Obamacare. They qualified for Medicaid because they were disabled. So they're not even, they've been on Social Security, but disability Social Security, and they were on Medicaid 10 years before they even get on Medicare.
Well, and that's
the administration to get them on Medicaid.
Yeah, so again, similar problems, similar issues. We've made some adjustments on the, even Social Security, on the disability insurance, that there's disability and there's old age, and both of them are going solvent, but one much faster than the other. So we need, the sooner we make some of these adjustments, the more solvent it will be for a longer period of time, and then even younger people would have something to look forward to. In the meantime, what I would suggest that people prepare for the day when it's not, because here's what will happen. If we don't fix Social Security, the day will come at insolvency when the only money there is to go out of Social Security will be the money that comes in that same day. And that would require an automatic 25% cut in benefits.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Good luck locking hands next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm planning a career in bank robbery if Social Security goes insolvent in my retirement. Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. We're going to go out to Sam in Dickinson. He has a question for you, Kevin.
Sam, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Senator Kramer. Hey, how are you today?
I'm well, Sam. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, very good. Hey, listen, with all the Democrats just static and talk and so on and so forth over the years, I just kind of tuned it out. However, they have finally succeeded in doing something really serious that could bring this country down, and that is to fight the court. And the way they have used it weaponize our government against us. What do you think?
Good.
So it's really interesting that you say that, because there's no question that the next time the FISA court comes up for reauthorization, it's going to have a bigger challenge than it did last time. And last time wasn't easy. Remember the whole Patriot Act? There's a lot of skepticism, and always has been appropriate skepticism. There have been some fixes, supposedly. We thought we fixed some of these things in the most recent reauthorization. The problem is even if you fix it policy-wise, when the bureaucracy ignores the fixes and the laws and the protections that are in place, because the bureaucracy thinks it's way more important than than us poor peasants out here in Realville.
Right.
We have a big problem. So we're going to have a much more serious discussion about whether FISA court even gets to continue. I don't know why.
Kevin,
I'm pretty sure if I lied to a judge, I'd still be in jail.
Let's continue this conversation on the other side of the break. What's on your mind? Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Henin on Christmas break. Leon Francis filling in for Scotty at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer is on, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthening all of America. Just talking about it this morning. Saudi Arabia is talking to other countries because the U.S. really doesn't have to worry about their oil and protecting it.
We don't need you.
Don't need it. And through the abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced in North Dakota translates to worldwide economic stability. producers and the communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. If you want to learn more, go to energyofnorthdakota.com. Leon's in for Scotty with Kevin Kramer. And we got calls, bud.
Stacked up back to back.
Sam, did you get your question answered? Good enough?
Yeah, so just real quick. I know the FISA court is, you know, kind of vague and ambiguous to us out here, but what isn't is that they can go after an American citizen and get right slam in the middle of his business and ruin his life. They can do that
to
him.
They
can do that to all of us.
That's a fact. You're right.
And
you're
that
right
is
to be concerned.
Thank you, Sam.
That is a really good point, and off air we were talking a little bit about this, and I'm an IT guy. I believe garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that we have to restructure the entire thing, or it's going to be garbage in, garbage out, and these types of abuses will continue. But I digress to the callers. I'm going to go out to Fred with a question for Kevin Kramer.
Fred and Wing! Freddie, welcome back.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys. I you lost me last week when I was trying to talk to you. Anyway, we gave, the American electorate gave Nancy Pelosi her power, and she has used it as a good Marxist-Leninist, it should. And she's used it to try to bring Marxist-Leninism into this country, and they have showed their hands as a Democratic Party that they are Marxist-Leninists. They are socialists, and they're proud talking about it right now. But she's reached the end of her power now given to her by the American people. That's it. The House is done. Her power is over. Now we have to treat her like that. The power that the people gave you, you've reached the limit, and you abused it. And so now it's time for the Senate to take over, and let's stop this, and hope you guys do a good job on that. Another thing that takes over our country and turns it socialist is when we have large companies like we were talking about with the insulin. That's just as bad as the Marxist-Leninists that are in this government and given power by the people. The government gives the power to big companies to take away our ability to buy seed, and they control the market so much that it's a monopoly. Those two things are related. I'd like you to comment on that, please.
Yeah, Fred raises a great point, because a bureaucracy is not confined to just governments. And we can have corporate bureaucracy as well. And even, I'm a free market guy. We talked a little bit about this, obviously, off the air. But free markets imply competition. The only way competition can work is there have to be certain protections, and that's why on the insulin front, for example, if you abuse the patent system or you abuse the exclusivity, the short-term exclusivity your product has in the marketplace, and the government allows this to happen, whether it's through the courts or regulations, laws, whatever the case might be, we have to find corrections, and that's what we did last week, because, like I said, three bills, particularly two, from a policy standpoint, made it in. We were able to get into that spending package that I took a lead on and allow a cleaner, clearer, expedited path, or at least a more efficient path to biosimilars or competition, if you will, for the monopolies. And Fred's exactly right. It's not confined. This abuse is not confined just to big government.
Yeah, and free markets can't have monopolies.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Jerry in North Dakota, you have a question for Senator Kramer.
Yeah,
Jerry, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Did we lose him?
We did.
Sounded like it was a sketchy signal. Jerry, call back quick.
In the couple of minutes we have left, can you touch on the SAVE Act? I know you're a big supporter of life and the life movement. Can you explain, pithy, what the SAVE Act does and who it protects?
Yeah, well, I'm not super familiar with it. The SAVE Act has come out of the House. It's called, oftentimes called the Campus SAVE Act, I think that's what you're talking about. And
okay.
It refers to violence against women, amendments to what's called the Cleary Act. Anyway, it expands the scope in terms of reporting, responding, prevention, education requirements. It's focuses on rape, acquaintance rape, domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, all the kinds of things that have become all too common on college campuses. And what it does, and I haven't studied it in great detail, but my understanding of it is that we have to figure out who's responsible for what in many cases, particularly on the reporting side and the investigation side, especially with things that happen on a campus.
Senator, I was referring to the Save Moms and Babies Act.
We will
discuss that next week or at your next radio town hall. Thank you for sitting in the hot seat for a bit. Radio Town Hall is always great to hear from you, Senator Kramer.
Thank you, and everybody have a happy new year. We'll talk next week, huh?
You and Chris as well, Kevin. Thanks again, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And Kevin takes us out.
There you go. Happy new year. Thanks, Leon.
Great job, buddy.
We'll see you next week.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.